Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Shastuaro, this is Food Mania. How is everybody doing today? I'll tell you, I just, right before the show started, I was just kind of like walking around the garden saying, wow, this will work because I'm picking up stuff. So today I can do a little bit of actual real cooking for you because I have the means in front of me to produce one of the cakes that we're going to do today. Today's show is the fish cake show, the fish cake feast. Now, I'll tell you something about fish cakes. Now, everybody's had them. At one point or another, when you were little kids, you might have had a little, sort of a salmon patty. In Eastern European culture, you would have a latke. That's for sure. If you were in salmon, if you were lucky enough, you'd have it with salmon. And it would be a little salmon latke and matzo meal, so the mixture that we'd have for dinner. Delicious. I just remember putting lots of ketchup on mine. And then, of course, if you were in New England, you might have the incredible opportunity to have some sort of a crab cake, which, again, there was the crabbing industry that was left over crab, and mix it with some of the things that were left over, some vegetables and breadcrumbs and egg and stuff. And then also, if you happen to be in the Pacific Northwest or the Pacific Rim, you might have had crab cakes, but they might have actually been submerged in a broth of some sort of soup. And think about that delicately crispy, fried, moist, great cake resting carefully in an incredible broth. So what you do is you're taking your fork and you're just sort of picking away a little bit at that delicious, flaky cake. And it's almost like a sponge, and it just absorbs some of this broth and you put it in your mouth. And literally, without it, the cake would melt. But with the broth, everything just goes into your mouth, and all your senses are kicked in immediately. And that's what the greatest thing about, like, fish cakes are, because they are, I think, a very sensitive, sort of passionate kind of a food, light and delicate and multi-useful, which we'll talk about in a little while. Now, the thing about it, and a lot of recipe books, if you go back in time, and I have a whole bunch of these really homemade cookbooks from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. I have one of the cookbooks I love is an original, not even... It's more like a Good Housekeeping series cookbook, but it's specifically geared to the wife of a new marriage and how she could just make her family and her husband the most delicate, incredible traditional dishes on a routine. Now, I know in a lot of households, every night is a certain night. Oh, Thursday night is chicken night. Hey, Monday night's pizza night. Oh, yeah, Sunday night, definitely Asian food, no question about it. Saturday night, it's like a free-for-all, whatever you get. And in these old cookbooks, they actually have time frames in some cases to tell you when, what part of the week, what part of the year, even what part of the season your delicious specific recipe will go great with your family and encourage them to have a good day and do better. So that's what I'm going to try to get you today. We're going to talk specifically about three fish cakes. If you go to my Facebook page, Duarte Glasser, or you can also go to Chef Duarte's Food Mania, you will see pictures of some of the cakes that I'm going to cook today. And the first one I want to start off with is a traditional Northwest cake. And I had it in various different versions when I was growing up. As I said, being an Eastern European Jewish household, a salmon latke, all kinds of latkes were great. Latkes were inexpensive. You'd take some matzo meal and a little bit of egg, like if you had it, a little salt and pepper, maybe a teeny bit of butter, butter for vegetarian cakes, or a little bit of oil for anything that might have meat or fish in it. And then you basically just make a mixture in that egg and a little bit of breadcrumbs and stuff, and matzo meal is what I call breadcrumbs because they're Jewish breadcrumbs, and everything would form this little cake and a little chunks of salmon. Those days it was absolutely from a can, and I remember painfully, going through the cans with my grandmother and having to pick out every single little white bone that was in there, make sure you get the pile of white bone, And she said it more like, yeah, make sure you get the bone. But you did. And then you had this very, very simple cake that was usually fried in the pan. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, it would be served with ketchup. Still good. Now, my Italian friends had another thing. They had the similar kind of a cake, but like Fanny Fager, our next-door neighbor, she would make a red sauce, and she would make spaghetti, simple spaghetti. But, boy, her red sauce was, you know, you can imagine, just some of the best. And I've used her version of recipes in some of my other shows. And then you would have basically a nice pile of simple spaghetti with a very simple red, you know, marinara sauce, very quick, and then those beautiful cakes next to it. What I remember, though, that was really incredible is there was always a little bit of fresh grated Parmesan over the top, a little even fresh parsley chopped, and always a big hunk of yellow lemon. I just remember that. And, you know, she would just take the lemon and squeeze it over everything, the fish cakes, the spaghetti, and you'd sort of break the fish cake up and have the spaghetti with it. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make Fanny dish to start off with, and we're gonna upgrade the salmon cake and forget about the canned stuff. Now, I could tell you, like, oh, in a pinch, you can use the can. Well, on Foodomania, if you really want to do it, let's do it without the canned stuff, okay? Now, you're going to get yourself there's a lot of tricks in making salmon cakes and getting the salmon for it. So let me spend a couple of minutes giving you a trade secret on maybe a way you can do this. Now, first of all, if you're buying a whole fish and you're filleting it, you have the, you know, obviously the skin, if you know what you're doing, you're cutting it off and you're basically pulling the game of the meat off the skin. But in that skin, there's always some leftover salmon pulp. And one of the greatest things you could do is take a big spoon and just go ahead and go on the inside of that skin and scrape off all those little teeny pieces of salmon. Now, if you have enough of them, you know, if you're filleting like three or four fish, you'll have enough leftover salmon pulp to create these beautiful cakes. Here's an insider tip. Sometimes you can go to your local fish market and ask them if they don't already know, because if they do, they're using this stuff. But in some cases, you could say, look, would you be willing to sell me the skin and the tail and the stuff from when you're filleting the salmon? And what you may end up getting is a bag filled with a couple of pounds worth of all these parts that I'm telling you about, and within that, and they may only charge you a couple of dollars for it, and then in that, you'll be able to make many cakes. So if they're willing to do it for $2 or $3, I would say absolutely do that and get that and use that. Now, if that's not working for you, just go ahead and buy yourself a few, buy a salmon. The least expensive way to do it is you don't need a fillet. You don't care if there's some bone. You don't care if there's some skin on it. So go ahead and get a pound of salmon, however you want to get it. But you're going to be breaking it up, so you don't have to. You're not going to be grilling it. So, you know, get a good piece of salmon, but don't get the fancy butchered version because you're going to pay several dollars a pound more for it. Now, take the salmon, and then you'll also need 4 eggs. Now, you're going to need a combination. I want you to make an investment in a one-pound jar or box of matzo meal. So we're going to be using that in a lot of different recipes. Matzo meal, M-A-T-Z-O-H, meal, okay? And then also, go ahead and get, I would say, a box of panko breadcrumbs and then a box of Italian breadcrumbs. And then you're going to have breadcrumbomania for cakes. This can't be the fish cake feast without lots of breadcrumbs because we're going to need. So 3 kinds, matzo meal, panko, the Asian breadcrumbs, and then, of course, just traditional Italian seasoned flavored breadcrumbs. You know, sometimes what I do is I take all 3 measures of it in equal parts and mix them all together. And then you have your cake, you know, your breadcrumb mix all ready to go. Now, in a big bowl, you also, what I like to do is I'd like to take one really nice medium-sized red pepper and one, if you have a yellow one, that would be good too. Get a yellow pepper, all right? Now, clean the peppers really good, open them up, take all the seeds and stuff, cut off all the extra little pieces in there. On the inside, you'll see sometimes in the pulp, there'll be a little membrane. You don't need that. Pull it out. And go ahead and dice both of those up into little teeny dices. I'm talking about almost confetti size, okay? Put those aside. Now, I want you to take 1/3 cup of fresh basil, 1/3 cup of parsley, and put it on a cutting board and go ahead and chop that up really fine and throw that into your mixture. Okay. Got that? Sounds good. Pulling it together right here. Now, another little trick, and some people like this, is go ahead and get about 6 green onions and just take the dead stuff sort of off it. Cut the little, end off so you don't have all the little strands of the root and chop those up. You know, you could just do them simply in rings and throw those into the cake. Now, you have a mixture of sea peppers, a little bit of the onion, and all those, like, fresh vegetables, the chopped basil and the chopped parsley. Mix that all together. To that, go ahead and add your salmon. Now, with your hands, you should be able to break that meat up into the smallest pieces possible. You don't want to, I like it chunky, and I don't really like it. It's totally fine and mashed, like tuna fish. I like the chunks, and you like it too when you cook it, because that's what makes the cake so moist. Go ahead and put a cup of this breadcrumb mixture in there, and go ahead and put your 4 eggs in. Now, I also like to take the juice of a half a lemon and squeeze that into the mixture as well, and go ahead and stir it all together, and you're going to see a beautiful cake. Now, what we're going to cake mix, and what you're going to do now is take a sheet pan, lay a piece of parchment paper on it, and I want you to have a separate, bowl of nice dry breadcrumbs, and go ahead and spread some breadcrumbs out on the sheet pan. And go ahead and form your cakes. Now, I like them kind of, well, and I take, you want about a 4 to 5 ounce ball, and then take them, flatten them slightly with your hands, make sure your hands are nice and clean and dry, and go ahead and roll them in the mixture of breadcrumbs and rebread them. So not only do you have the breading on the inside. Now, do you see how the salmon meat is still kind of chunky? That's what you want. You don't want it totally fine. Now, go ahead and make your cakes. And what I like to do is once I make my cakes, I like to stick them in the fridge while I'm getting the rest of the meal together to let them firm up a little bit. Okay, so go ahead and stick your cakes in the fridge. Now we're going to make some spaghetti a la fanifega. Now for the red sauce, let's go simple right now. If you have fresh tomatoes, that's great. Cut them, the ends off. Go ahead and put them in a little bit of boiling water for, I would say, no more than 30 seconds. Go ahead and pull the skin off. Chop them up really nice. Go ahead and put them in a bowl. Then I want you to take 1/3 cup of fresh basil, chop that up real quick, put that in there. 1/3 cup of broth. Now, you can use a fish broth, a chicken broth. A fish broth might work really good with this. A light fish broth, a little clam juice works really great. All right. Then I want you to take a third of a stick of butter, melt that down a little bit. Go ahead and stick that into the mixture of the sauce. Your fresh basil's in there, a little bit of parsley. Now, give me a big tablespoon of brown sugar into that sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and just a little squeeze of lemon. Pardon me, I had a sneeze come on with that little bit of salt that did it. And then go ahead and put that in a bowl and give it a good mix. Now I want you to put it in a saucepan and lightly, lightly saute it for about 15 minutes. And this will be really a fresh sauce. You don't have to cook it for 2 or 3 days. That'll be perfect. Now go ahead and cook some spaghetti, about 1 pound. Al dente, which is a nice amount of water. Make sure you've got plenty of water, a little bit of olive oil in the water, and maybe a shake or two of salt. Go ahead and get it to a really good boil. And it'll be al dente when you can pick up a strand, and it's just starting to kind of wiggle around. If it's still holding any kind of a straight shape, it's still not cooked yet. Now, to the taste, or al dente, take a little bite of a noodle, and you don't want it crunchy, but you want it just past crunchy, almost like rubbery, okay? And that's a rubbery in the best sense. All right, so you got your pasta all ready to go. You get that drained and boiled nice. Then go ahead and, you have your sauce to the side. Let's fry up our cake. So take about 1/2 inch of very clean oil, vegetable oil. When I say 1/2 inch, I'm talking about really a little bit less than that. You want it about 1/4 inch into the cake when you're sitting with the cake. Go ahead and heat the oil up and carefully put your cakes into that nice oil. And what you're going to do is not play with them. Once you're in there, you can lift up after about 3 or 4 minutes until you see a beautiful golden brown. You'll see a picture on the Facebook page of exactly what they need to look like. And go ahead and flip them over. And when they're done, so after you get the first side done, at this point, as you flip them over and lower these just a little bit, another saucepan, take a ladle or two of your sauce into the saucepan, get it going, take your nice, slightly very well drained spaghetti, but slightly rinsed into the saucepan. Go ahead and give it a nice toss and get that sauce working into the noodles. You'll see that that sauce is going to literally stick to it. Now, some people like to put a little bit of crushed red pepper in at this point. And if you like something spicy, go for it. Then make sure you have a half a cup of nice Parmesan cheese standing by and about a third of a cup of fresh parsley. Go ahead and sprinkle some parsley in the noodles as you're tossing it. And right before you're ready, get a couple of plates out. Your beautiful cake is just about done. You're going to go ahead and swirl a nice little amount of spaghetti in the center of the plate. Go ahead and pour a little bit of that extra sauce over the top. Go ahead and pull your cake out, one on each side. Lay it out, drain it a little bit, put a little bit on parchment paper for me to get the excess oil off. There won't be much, really, at this point. And just lay those on top of that beautiful spaghetti. If you wanted something a little fancy, a little more Parmesan, a little bit of parsley, a nice big chunk of lemon. I'm not talking about a little slice. I'm talking about a quarter of a lemon. And go ahead and squeeze that lemon juice over everything. You're ready to go. You have an incredible fish cake, salmon cake with spaghetti, a la Fanny Fake of Brooklyn, New York. I hope you enjoy it. Now, I'll tell you how to get all these recipes in a little bit, so don't worry that I'm talking too quick. All right, we've got two other cakes to go real quick, so let's make this fast because we also have the soup. Let's take the long one first, just in case we don't have enough time. This is my Thai stuff. This is my Thai fish cakes. And the cake actually is made with a combination of shrimp and a little bit of crab and a little bit of whitefish. And equal parts of that going to go into your cake mix. Now, it's very similar to the salmon cake that I just gave you, except that there's no salmon in it. We're going to use this beautiful shrimp meat. We're going to use a little bit of whitefish, and we're going to use some fresh crab meat. Now, the thing about it is, for the shrimp, I don't want you actually using little baby shrimp for this. I want you to get yourself a nice half a pound of filling, nice-sized prawns. Okay, and I want you to pull the tail off, and I want you to take the stomach out and the vein out, clean them really good, give them a rinse, and then cut them into quarters so you have nice chunks of shrimp. When I say quarters, if your shrimp was like about 2 inches long, then cut them into four little chunks. But you want a nice chunk about the size of your thumbnail, all right? And then go ahead and pour that in there and take your whitefish, same thing, cut it into small pieces, and go ahead and your crab meat, and you know, your crab meat at this point is going to be a little bit cooked. Do about a third of a cup of crab meat and mix all those together. Now, the rest of it is easy. The same scenario, the red and green, the red and yellow peppers, a little bit of green onion. Now, this one, the only difference is we're going to add cilantro. So I want you to put a third of a cup of cilantro into the mixture as well with the eggs and the breadcrumbs. Go ahead and assemble those cakes and put them on the side. We're not going to fry them yet, but we're going to make the soup for this. Now, this is incredible. It's one of my favorite Thai soup. One of the things I love the best is called Tom Kha, and it's, you know, you can call it basically Tom Yum. It's Tom Kha is the one we're going to make today, and here's what you're going to need for that. And it's just so absolutely incredible. I love this soup because it's sort of one of the most popular soups in Thailand, and it has so many health benefits because of some of the ingredients. And literally, like chicken soup, good old delicious grandma's chicken soup, well, this is the same thing, except that more of it on a scientific study says it has immune-boosting power as a natural remedy for colds and flus. And in my opinion, I've had this, and it actually has made me feel good. Not only do I feel stronger and richer, that I seem to learn new jokes and remember them. So I recommend this soup. All right, here's what we're going to do. The prep time is only 15 minutes. The failure time is about another 15 minutes to cook it, so it's about 30 minutes. So here's what we need. We're going to need some chicken stock. We're going to need a stalk of lemongrass. Now, we need 4 cups of chicken stock, okay? Because we want to make enough to serve at least 2 people right here. We're going to have 3 limes. I like the lime leaves, like the kaffir lime leaves, and usually you can get it fresh or frozen, and this is an important thing. I like to put a little bit of shrimp in it, so I get 14 medium or large raw shrimp. Make sure the shells are off. You're going to have 2 tablespoons of fish sauce. Let's see, about 2 small red chilies minced, okay? 3 cloves of garlic. And optional is cherry tomatoes. Some people like those. And I like to put a big handful of shiitake sliced mushrooms in there, okay? Now, a little bit of green and red pepper sliced is good. A can, well, let's go with 2/3 of a can of coconut milk. And I don't know, they'll probably end up putting the whole can in because I like it thick and creamy. You want about 1/3 of a cup of fresh coriander, and that's roughly chopped up. And then the optional here is more red chilies if you want that, or a little bit of Thai chili sauce. Maybe 2 teaspoons is good. And then some people, I like to do is I put 1 tablespoon of brown sugar and just a little bit more lime juice. Oh, my gosh. Does it sound amazing? All those ingredients. Okay, now go ahead. This is like almost like the Italian beef and fish cake lamb going to Thailand, you know. Pour stock and, you know, basically all that mixture together into like a deep cooking pot and turn the heat on to a medium, okay. And the stock, I mean, pour stock. That means like the chicken stock, okay. And just go ahead and at this point in time add some the lemongrass to the pot. Make sure you know how to prepare lemongrass. Basically, is pull that, you know, raw pulp skin off the outside and cut it up into chunks usually, and it's ready to go. Okay, so you can put that in there. That's basically, you're not going to mince it because you don't want pieces of stalk in your mouth. You're just basically doing this for flavor. And as soon as you have it going and heat it up for maybe 4 or 5 minutes, you're going to get the fragrance and the smell that you're looking for. So then you can remove it, okay? Now, reduce the heat a little bit and get a nice little simmer. And then add your garlic and your chili and, let's see, your lime leaves and mushrooms and to all the broth, and then just continue to simmer it for a few minutes. Now, at this point, add your shrimp and your bell pepper. I wait on the shrimp about another step. I would go ahead and add your bell pepper and cherry tomatoes first and then go give that 3 minutes or so because you don't want them soggy. You want them a little crunchy. Go ahead and add your shrimp at that point. Now, you're done. When the shrimp starts getting kind of plump, you know the soup's done, turn it off immediately, okay? At this point in time, I turn the heat off totally. I add 1/2 can of coconut milk, a little bit more fish sauce, actually a little bit of the fish sauce, and then also test the soup. And at this point in time, you'll taste the spice, you'll have the salt, you'll have the chili taste, and I would, at this point, I put the brown sugar in and I stir that. And then you'll say, oh, it's good, I even could like it richer. And so go ahead and add equal portions of a little bit of sugar and a little bit more of the coconut milk. Put the whole coconut milk in, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I've made this a few times. All right, you got this beautiful soup. Oh, my gosh. Now, let it sit for a little bit. It's, you know, not even on a simmer, slightly on a warmer stove, okay, on the warm, setting. And this is so cool. Now, at this point in time, what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and get your pan going, and you're going to cook these incredible shrimp cakes and crab cakes that tell you this beautiful mixture, and go ahead and fry. Now, this idea is to get the oil just at the right heat, so when you're frying these things up, you're going to get that crispy sort of crunch on the outside. Oh, my gosh. And it's going to get crunchy and beautiful. You're going to flip it over, okay, and then you're going to absolutely get this beautiful golden cake. Go ahead and take them out of the pan and let them sit on parchment paper because I want them to rest a little bit. Get 2 really nice bowls and gently, about 1.5 ladles of this gorgeous soup mixture, okay? Now, I put some baby corn in it today. I put in a little bit of broccoli, just a few more things to give it a little bit of substance, you know, sort of a heartiness. Now, once you do this, you're going to have your pile of vegetables sort of in the center, and you want your broth a little bit under the height of that. Then go ahead and take these gorgeous shrimp cakes, oh, my gosh, and put one on each side of the broth, right in the broth, right on top. Now, as long as you do it carefully, they're going to stay intact. At this point, what I always do is I take a little bit of sweet Thai chili sauce over the top, some fresh cilantro uncooked over the top, and lime squeezed, however you want to say it, over the whole soup. All right, folks, that is great. Get yourself a big spoon and a fork. And I'm telling you, fish cakes and Tom, oh, my gosh. This is like, you know, if a fish cake married a Tom Kha or Tom Yum, I mean, it would be, this is it. This is the wedding of food that you have been waiting to go to. And it's going to be great. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. I'm so excited for you. All right, now, we got enough time for one more quick cake. And let's do. We're going to do a basic cake that you've never heard before. But I like this one. It's called a chopped clam cake. What you want to do is you want to get yourself about 1 pound of fresh clams. Go ahead and steam them. You know, like I've told you before, like during the incredible fish feast that we did on the beach, go ahead and steam them open, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of fresh basil, a little bit of lemon, and once they get opened up, just go ahead and slowly remove all the shrimp, fresh shrimp meat. You should get a nice pile on your chopping board. At this point in time, I want you to chop them up really nice, probably in two or three pieces per clam. Now, go ahead and add that to a cup and a half of your breadcrumb mixture, two eggs. I like to do a half a cup of Parmesan cheese, some lemon juice, and some fresh parsley. And go ahead and take that mixture and form into a slightly smaller cake. This is your clam cake. It is so amazing. And you take this and you go ahead and there's a couple of ways you can do this, by the way. Just take a little bit of extra garlic in this point and a little bit of butter until you make sure that the mixture is still formable into a cake. Now, I like there's two ways to do this, and the best way, absolute best way, is to find somehow some nice sized big shells, clam shells, oyster shells really work very well. And what you do is make sure you get a nice big baker sized shell. Wash them out really good. If you're reusing these, you know what to do. I put them in the dishwasher and then I rinse them. I keep reusing them. Once you get the nice shells, you want about six really nice sized shells. Take this clam mixture, my gosh, and go ahead and put it into this shell and let it come up over the top and just pile it in a little bit. Go ahead and put them on a sheet pan. Drizzle a little bit of garlic oil over the top and go ahead and put them under the broiler on a low setting for about 2.5 to 3 minutes. Just watch them carefully, because what you're going to want to see more than anything is you're going to want to see this mixture cook. Okay, now remember, everything in here is pretty much cooked except for the egg, and the egg is going to cook up as you bake it into the cake. All right, you pull these babies out and you have what I call a clam cake in a shell. Fresh lemon on the top. You're going to be totally set and you're going to absolutely love it. And that could be served on the side. Basically, I just get the French bread and toast that a little bit, and I have my delicious clam cake in the shell with the breadcrumbs and the garlic and the oil. Holy schmoly. Okay, here's, let's review. We have three cakes. We have the traditional salmon cake. We have the Thai shrimp cake. And we also have the incredible clam cake. Now, a lot of people say, I saw the lobster cake on the show and you didn't say anything about it. Well, guess what? The lobster cake is exactly pretty much the same as the original shrimp and crab cake that we made for the Tom Yum. The only difference is I removed all the red and yellow peppers. I like my lobster cake really simple with just the breading and just a little bit of the green onion and the herbs, of course. And it's the same thing. You take the cake, you make the mixture, you fry it up till it's crispy on both sides. The difference is when you put it on the plate, I take regular, simple, drawn garlic butter, right? Then I put a little bit of coconut milk in the butter, and it's sort of almost like a little Alfredo-y sauce. And then you put a little bit of breadcrumb in there to give it a little brown color. You see in the picture, and that's your lobster cake. Okay, if you want any of these recipes, you need to write me at Chef Stuarco, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And in the subject line, put fish cake feast, because I won't send you one recipe, I'm sending you all of them. And you'll have everything you need to make everything that we just absolutely deliciously ate together. I'm so glad that you were here with me this morning. I've had so much fun. I'm telling you, you can have a fish cake feast of your own. It's nice to even sometimes people make two or three different of these recipes at the same time and let everybody sample. You also make great appetizers. Make sure you write me and let me know how you're doing and let me know how you like the show. I hope to talk to you soon. This is Chef Suarez with Food Mania. I'll see you guys next week. Okay. Take it easy. Bye.